made direct.
From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Sarah Williams reporting. Ukraine's president says most of his government's forces have pulled out of the contested eastern Ukrainian town of Debaltseve. The town has been under siege by pro-Russian rebels, and fighting has continued there despite a ceasefire. Kiev's forces carried out a planned and organized withdrawal from Debaltseve, according to a video statement by President Petro Poroshenko, who plans to travel to the front lines later Wednesday to meet with soldiers. The United Nations Security Council is scheduled to hold an emergency session Wednesday on the crisis in Libya, a country that has struggled for political stability while militia groups and an internationally backed government battle for power and territory. The government in neighboring Egypt directed its attention on the situation this week after Islamic State militants beheaded 21 Egyptian Coptic Christians in Libya. The number of Afghan civilians killed by conflict-related violence rose by 25% last year to the highest levels since at least 2009, according to a new United Nations report released on Wednesday. Nicholas Haysom is the UN Special Representative in Afghanistan.
Civilian casualties increased once again by 22% to those in comparison to those of 2013. UNAMA documented more than 10,000 civilian casualties in 2014, the highest number of civilian deaths and injuries recorded in a single year since 2009.
Please look at our website.